Jesus preached only one sermon that we know of, and it is this one, the Sermon on the Mount. The sermon has inspired thousands and thousands of sermons, and I could preach on the text that is before us for a long time, but I like what Kurt Vonnegut said when he said, "Christians have often demanded that the Ten Commandments be posted in public buildings, but never the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful in a courtroom. Blessed are the peacemakers in the Pentagon. Give me a break," he said. And I think what Bill Farmer wrote in his newspaper column captured the truth of this sermon's implication when he wrote this in a more humorous way. He said, "J. Uptown Dixon was a fun-loving fellow who said he was writing a book entitled Cower Power. He also founded a group of submissive people whose name was Doormats. That stands for Dependent Organization of Really Meek and Timid Souls, if there are no objections. Their motto was, the meek shall inherit the earth if that's okay with everybody. And their symbol was a yellow traffic light." That said, I want to give you a translation of this passage from the Greek that I think makes the implications of Jesus' sermon even clearer for us today. Here's the setting. Jesus is standing with his disciples before a very large crowd in the Galilee. And in verses 3 through 10, Jesus is addressing that crowd. But in verses 11 and 12, Jesus turns and addresses the disciples specifically. Every verse begins with the words we've translated as blessed. But this word actually is made up of two Greek words, which refer to our circumstances in life, first, and secondly, to do with what your circumstances, what you do with your circumstances in life. So it's both where you are in life and how you deal with where you are in life. These circumstances are not ones that any of us would seek out either. Rather, they are circumstances and descriptions of the people that God honors and favors, and so let's see why he does. In verse 3, "Honored and favored by God are you who are completely impoverished of God, are helpless and hopeless about life. God favors you because you know that your lives are not under your own control. Favored by God are you who, because of these life circumstances, have only God to depend on because you live moment to moment by God's grace. You depend on God's power for covering and for protecting you and providing for your daily wants and needs. Right now, when you feel as if life will never change for the better, God is favoring you for being you. For you reveal the face of God." Verse 4, "Favored are you who find no cause for joy. Favored are you who lament the present conditions of this world, who are extremely sad when you see the condition of God's kingdom in this world, and you know that God's will is not yet done here on earth as it is in heaven. Someone, be it God or someone whom God will send as a messenger to you, will come near you with strength to comfort you. You shall not be left alone in your sadness. You will find allies." Verse 5, the Greek word that has been translated into English as meek can mean two different things. It can mean one whose stature and nature is humble or gentle, or it can mean one who has been humiliated, one who has been walked on and treated like a doormat. In this context, I would translate it like this: favored by God are you who have been used by others for political, personal, or economic gain, because those who have treated you like this think that the land and all that dwells upon it is theirs, because they have taken it by their own strength, but it is not theirs. This earth and all that dwells upon it is mine, says the Lord. It is not something that can be taken as a reward, because no one has a right to take it. It is mine to give to you as an inheritance. And I, the Lord your God, choose to give my inheritance to those who have been humiliated and treated as doormats and have been exploited. Verse 6. The grammar of this verse indicates a present tense, which leads into the future. Honored by God are those who continually have a hunger that is so painful and a thirst for justice that is so unquenchable that they will forever try to make things right. They will never give up. They will be like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And because of this unquenchable thirst to do what is right on behalf of God, they shall be satisfied only when they can say, I have done all that I can and no more, and my strength is spent. In other words, they will never have to look back over their lives with any regrets or remorse, for they will know that they have done everything that they could to bring about God's justice here on earth. They know that they have given the best of their efforts. As Paul says, I have kept the faith. I have finished the race. Henceforth, there is set up for me a crown of righteousness. Verse 7, the word that we translate as merciful has a broad range of meanings, but they all involve concrete actions. Rather than just an attitude or a feeling or an opinion. So in its complete sense, it can be translated like this. Favored by God are those who offer forgiveness to others, who give to the poor, who act as healers in conflicted situations, who seek to put right what has gone wrong, who offer compassion to people, for they will receive the very things that they have offered to others, because God also values these acts of compassion, and God has said, as you have done it to the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you have done it unto me. Verse 8, we get our word cardia in Greek, from which we get cardiac or heart. The Greek word is better translated as pure in heart. It's really favored are those who show who they really are without any pretense, without any false masks, who reveal their vulnerability to one another, who show you who they are, warts and all, sin and all, who are not afraid to say that they have fallen and pick themselves back up. Because their willingness to look at themselves with honest introspection will be how God will reveal himself to them. These are the people that suffer under no illusions about who they are. They know themselves as we should. Verse 9, favored by God are those who invite others to come and live with them in ways that are more than the mere absence of violence, more than mere tolerance. For they come to bring peace in all areas of life. They come to embrace us and make us feel as if we belong to their family. Whether you have been exploited because of economics or politics or personal or communal or spiritual warfare that's been directed against you, honored are they who walk what they talk, because God favors doers over talkers. And those who do all that I have been talking about will be my children. Verse 10 begins the transition from those who lack justice to those who are dedicated to bringing about justice. And when you do this, Jesus says, you will become like those who are helping. Honored are you who are so committed to doing the right thing, the right actions, to be righteous in the name of God, and to speak and to act for justice, that you will never give up, no matter what. Even if you lose, you will continue the fight for justice. Favored are you because in the course of doing this, you will be treated exactly the way I, the Lord your God, have been treated. And when you are persecuted on my behalf, in that very moment, I will be with you and my power will be with you. Do not worry about what you are to say before courts of law, for my spirit will give you voice to pay witness to what you are to say. Do not worry when men and women persecute you in my namesake, for you are fulfilling what the prophets before you did in my name and what my son has done. Verses 11 and 12 bring the sudden and the dramatic shift from the words that Jesus speaks to the entire crowd now to the words that Jesus speaks to his 12 disciples. He says to them now, God's honor is with you when people unjustly defame your character and speak ill of you in ways that they do not know you. God's favor is with you when people constantly seek to tear you down and bring lawsuits against you for doing what is right. In fact, you can jump up and down with excitement when you suffer in my name, because your inheritance will be huge. And you can take comfort in the fact that you are not alone. They did this to my prophets who came before you. They did this to my son, and they will not prevail, for thy kingdom will come. So to summarize, the issue for us isn't about how we might take people seriously or how we might take one another seriously. It isn't how much that we have accomplished. The issue for you and me is, how much do we love God? How much do we trust our lives to Jesus? And is that reflected in our actions? Our actions tell what we believe in. So we might give lip service to God, but if we're not acting in the ways that the blessings and the Beatitudes are talking about, we don't believe in God in a real way. What this world, you see, desperately needs are men and women who know the heart of God as it's revealed to us in Jesus Christ. A heart that always strives for justice. A heart that challenges any interpretation that would seek to divide people one from the other, like the Pharisees did. A heart that says, it's about what I do, not just what I say. A heart that forgives because it has been forgiven. A heart that shows compassion by doing what is right for other human beings, especially those that are alien to you. A heart that invites others to live by more than the absence of war, more than just toleration of one another, but an aching desire for the well-being of everybody, that sees every human being as your brother or sister. A heart that shows compassion by reaching out to anyone who suffers. A heart that allows each one of us to be who we really are without judgment or pretense, so that the more human we might be, the more we might see who God is truly in our lives right now. And by the way, don't worry when you fail at this from time to time, because we all will. The problem is, or I should say the point is, just don't stop striving for it. Get up, dust yourself off, and keep moving ahead. That's what we do as Christians for God. Amen.